Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, if you have ever participated in any kind of sports at all and suffered through a miserable season, you know that all you need sometimes is just a little support. What is the worst team? Did you play team sports?
I was a cheerleader, so yes, but no. Like, we weren't going up against people, really. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to cheer for a team that totally and completely sucked?
Yes, we were horrible. We were a middle-class white people team in suburban America. Like, we were awful.
I've had to sit through a winless baseball season, 22 games where we went 0-22. But the worst part of it is our manager quit after the third week, and no fathers would volunteer. Aww. And for whatever reason, my dad decided that was going to be the time we were going to connect. So he stepped up, and he knew nothing about baseball. Like, even my friends at the end of the season were like, why did your dad volunteer? We're 0-22. It's your dad's fault. And he was trying to do like a decent thing for the only time in his fatherhood. Have you ever sat through one of those seasons?
Not a winless season. So I was fortunate to be on a really good middle school basketball team. And then in high school, we were decent. However, my senior year, we had lost some key players, so we weren't as good. And I remember at the basketball banquet, because you got like a, you ended up getting like a, some kind of paperwork with everybody's stats in it and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and some pictures and highlights of the season. And on the very front of it was a saying, our coach, Coach Cole, what her husband told her. And he goes, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken S.
That's a fact.
But we turned into chicken salad by the end of the season.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, we were pretty decent. I mean, we never won like a major, like, I think we ended up advancing to regionals from district, which was a kind of a big deal. But yeah, at the very beginning of the season, Coach Cole's husband was like, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken ass.
There's some character building going on in a season like that. Mm-hmm. Mo, you played basketball your whole life. There must have been a crappy season in there.
There was, definitely. It was a few of them, unfortunately. But two I remember specifically, one for basketball, one for football. Football, we won one game. I believe it was my freshman year, and it was the last game of the season. That's the only game we won, and the team celebrated, and like me and my teammate didn't. We walked into the locker room like we're not celebrating this.
I just felt like it was a Super Bowl, man.
That's
just
how my
get
team
won.
Felt.
Right?
I was so mad at them. I'm like, we won one game. I'm not celebrating this. Then it was the time at basketball. I think we won maybe five games that year, and the last game of the season. I will never forget looking over at our bench. And our coach was just sitting on the bench. He had like his head in his hands, not even watching the game. It's and we're hilarious. Like, you just going to quit on us, man? Like, we out here still playing.
That's like the pilot coming out of the cockpit and going, it's too rough out there, yeah. You guys. I'm sitting back here with you guys where it's way safer. All right, so why are we even bringing this up? Because again, this year, the Burt Show is putting their support behind some high school football teams that were winless last year. And we're going to hope and pray and celebrate you guys and get you off of your winless list.
We're winless. Didn't win a single game last year. Wanna give our fans a reason to cheer. The Burt Show is behind us this year. So we're not winless. In the past, winning's been our weakness. Game after game, we're getting nervous. Every time we step onto the field, don't wanna be winless.
I
right, now, if you're a parent and you hear your kids' team named here, don't think, oh, God, they're going to make fun of my kids' team all year long. This is not what this is about at all. This is us cheering, supporting, helping these teams out in any way that we can. And then we come in here on Mondays and we celebrate when they finally get off this winless list. I don't think we've ever done this where we've gone a whole season where the team still was winless at the end of the year.
I feel like we did.
I think we
did.
Have.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have.
All right, let me take that one back.
We're doing it different this year. Mm-hmm. Normally, we'd have like every single football team. Like we pulled all the teams and everybody who was winless, and then one by one, they'd like come off the list. This year, we're all choosing our own individual team to root for and to support.
So let's start with Mo. Mo, we had the country, all of our affiliate cities, all of our affiliate family cities. We said, all right, you guys can choose any high school that you want that went winless in any one of, I think it's 26 cities. So who did you pick?
So I had Atlanta. So I chose Cross Keys Indians of Brookhaven / DeKalb County. And they have been winless for the past two seasons.
Dang.
But their first game is next Friday. It's an away game against the Walker Wolverines in Marietta. And I feel like they're going to get off this list out the gate.
How did Walker do last year? Do you know?
I have no idea. But
I don't think they did good either.
Okay, good. Okay. I mean, bad. I mean, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Cross Keys Indians in Brookhaven. That's going to be your team that you're backing all year long.
I'm rooting for y'all. And y'all got this.
And that team, Cross Keys, they've been on this list quite a few years.
Oh, no.
Over the years.
They're due, man.
This is the year.
They're due.
Yes, sir.
All right, Abby, who are you taking?
I am cheering on the Belmont Braves. They are located right outside Fort Wayne, Indiana, in Decatur. And they have only won three games in the last 5 years. But you know what? I am used to cheering for losing teams. Go Gators. I think this is their season. I'm going to cheer them on. I'm going to give them all the good love. And they're going to win four games in the last 6 years, hopefully, at least this season.
So you're predicting that they're going to win four games this year?
I think they're going to win one game to make it four games in the last. I'm keeping the expectations low. Their first game is on the 18th, and they're going up against the second best team in their county. So go Braves!
And they're playing Heritage in Monroeville, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And that's a pretty badass team.
Yeah, and they're really good.
Wow, watch this major upset.
Yes, sir, out the gate.
Major upset alert in Fort Wayne. Kristen, who you got?
All right. As I was searching for my team, I decided to check out my hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, where I grew up. And when I was at Lafayette High School, we did not have a prominent football team. Our band kicked ass in one state every single year. So we would go to the football games. Everybody would be talking, not paying attention to the football game. But once the band took
y'all
the stage,
went to see the band.
We did. When they went out there at halftime, everybody stopped, watched the band, do their thing. And like I said, it was a badass band. And then the game would start back up and we go back to doing whatever we were doing. So I checked to see if my Lafayette Generals would be able to, I would be able to choose them if they, sure enough, Lafayette was winless last year.
They still suck.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So you know what? I love this consistency. It's a dynasty of losing.
So they were winless last season. And in 2021, they were 2-9. So the last game they won was against Henry Clay, October 10th of 2021.
Okay. Wow. This is your alma mater.
This is my alma mater. Ready? L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T. Lafayette.
Hey.
I still remember the cheers. So
they haven't won a game, so I don't even think that you should spell the whole name out.
You should be able to stop at L.
Yeah, they get that's where where they started the last couple years.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry.
We are supposed to be lifting these teams
up. You're right.
Lafayette starts with L. That's messed up, man.
So they have a game.
Like I said, we won't be making fun of these teams this year.
No.
So my alma mater, Lafayette, has a game this Friday.
Right.
It's away in Danville against the Danville Admirals. I did check out what they were like last year, and they were like meh. They were like in the middle.
Okay.
So they're not bad. They're not great. So that is going to be my team to rep and support, which, like I said, is my alma mater, so I'm going to be very close to this.
So with any luck at all, they win, and then we start referring to them as Wafayette.
Put the W in it.
Put the W in Wafayette.
I love it. I mean, I love it.
This assignment took me way longer than I thought it was going to yesterday. It was like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And I wanted to be very specific because I know that high school football, to be honest with you, in some states just means more than in other states. So I focused on Texas. High school football is huge in Texas.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Georgia, it's huge in Georgia. Ohio, we're in Toledo, and football is huge in Ohio. And Pennsylvania also is huge when it comes to football. So I zeroed in and finally found a team, and one statistic made it easy for me. The team that I chose was outscored 13 to 222 last year.
What?
Wow.
What?
They scored 13 points and had 222 points scored against them.
Oof.
Their overall ranking in Pennsylvania is 385.
Oh my gosh.
They did not win a game last year. In 2021, they did win four, but then in 20, they didn't win a game. 2017, didn't win a game. 2016, didn't win a game. So I will be rooting for the Holy Cross Crusaders in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, okay, which covers our Scranton-Wilkes-Barre family out there. They were winless last year. It is a Roman Catholic secondary school.
How are they losing? They got Jesus on their side.
We had quite a few Jesus schools on our witness list over the years.
Jesus, take the wheel on this one.
He's going to have to.
Yep.
All right, so Holy Cross Crusaders from Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Their first game is the 26th against the Hanover area Hawkeyes of Hanover Township. Y'all are going down, Hanover, as Holy Cross starts their season in a couple of weeks with their first W. It'll happen. Okay, and as you said, we're all going to have to pray hard on it. Let's get Jesus behind it.
Bless up.
Get it? The Burt Show.